I've been giving talks in New York City for a couple years through an organization called One Day University, a company that really is trying to bring education to retired people, you know, working people, so older adults. And they actually have been pushing me to sort of think about topics that are broad, that people without a lot of background in psychology could get and understand. And so I was really brainstorming some of the material that I teach in social psychology, one of my classes, and came up with this idea about creating this good and evil talk. So I gave it in New York City a few months ago, and it was well received. And an agent from New York City was actually in the audience and approached me after the talk and said, "This would be a great book. Would you like me to represent you?" I had not thought of it as a book. I thought of it as a easy 1 hour talk to sort of a lay audience. But I really enjoyed reading about it, researching about it, etc. And now that I'm working on a book, figured it would be fun to turn it into a class. So I'm doing lots of reading across lots of different areas of psychology. And in fact, some areas not in psychology, so some areas in sociology, in biology, in neuroscience, etc. Some of this is closely related to what I teach in social psychology and introduction to psychology, but some of it is really new for me. And so one of the things that's been really interesting, and I hope kind of came out in the course, is that there are lots of different disciplines in psychology that have different answers to the question about why do people behave better or worse. And so one of the things that's been interesting is sort of reading, okay, well, what would a biological perspective say? Okay, how about a developmental psychology perspective? Okay, how about a cultural psychology perspective? We have lots of theories about why people do good things and why people do bad things. And most of the theories that we have, at least in Western culture, are about there are good people and there are bad people. There are nice people and there are mean people. And what I'm trying to really do in this class, and what I really hope to do in my book, is to kind of unpack that statement. So what does that really mean? Are there good people and bad people, nice people and mean people? Or could anybody really act in a good way or a bad way depending on the situation, depending on the culture, depending on the environment? And perhaps it's not so driven by the person as we might think. But I'm also interested in sort of understanding, are there individual differences in how much we tend to behave more nicely, more rudely, more aggressively, more violently, more altruistically? You know, what are the situational factors that lead people to behave in a certain way? But also, are there biological predispositions? Are there personality traits? Are there differences in people's sort of general tendency that can then be brought out in different ways? I had taught an interterm course a few years ago. I'd done a class on close relationships that had been well received, and I stopped doing it for a few years. But I really wanted to offer something different because I'd taught that class for a while, and I sort of wanted to test myself in this new way with the book. So I wrote this little description, and I had it sent in the fall to people who were registered in a psychology class, just figuring those would be sort of likely candidates who'd be interested. And my goal was to have it be for 25 people. I wanted to have it, people sitting around in a circle and have a discussion, etc. I would say within a week, I had 25 people. And then when it was announced more broadly to the campus, I believe I ended up with, you know, something like 45 or 50 students who were there. So I ended up changing rooms. You know, it was really astonishing to me, the sort of level of interest. I was really pleased about the level of interest students had in coming out for a non-credit class that wouldn't count towards their major, you know, wouldn't be on their transcript, etc. And the other thing I really liked about this class, and I've liked it about teaching interterm classes before, is that in most of my classes, I really get students who are all at a certain level. So I teach introduction to psychology, and it's mostly first and second years who've never had psychology. I teach seniors in a seminar, and it's all senior psychology majors. And the great thing about this class is I had students who were freshmen who'd never had any class in psychology before. I had students who were senior psychology majors. I had one student who had taken a number of classes with me and had graduated and was here for interterm, and she took the class. So it was really interesting in terms of the range of backgrounds and perspectives that people have in the material, and I was really pleased with the sort of willingness of students to engage, to ask questions, to have done the reading and to respond to that. There are a lot of students here over interterm. You know, students who are international, students who don't really ever go home, students who are working on a thesis, students who are athletes and need to be here, students who have, you know, research projects, etc., are doing other things. But I think students who are here in interterm, in my experience, have been very interested and eager to get to interact with a professor, to get to learn something, to get to broaden their minds. And to me, that's very impressive.